Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Santa Monica going to crack down on the homeless sleeping outside. We had a big bust of the copper thieves in L.A. First, though, Orange County shots fired. Robbery, attempted carjacking at Fashion Island.
Yeah, involving a Ferrari and a Rolls Royce. And the armed robbers took off in a blue Kia, picking the story up for us in Newport Beach this morning. Our John Baird. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning. This all went down about 11:30 last night in a Bloomingdale's parking lot. A man was sitting in his Rolls Royce, another man in his yellow Ferrari. The suspects in ski masks, one with a gun, rolled up and then robbed them. The thieves managed to get a watch and a wallet, but when they tried to carjack the Ferrari driver, he sped away. Now, one of the suspects then opened fire on the vehicle, shattering a window and slightly injuring the driver, who still managed to get to a gas station and call police. The suspects, as you said, hopped in a blue Kia sedan and took off. Now, many of the people I've talked to this morning who live near the mall are just learning about the incident.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Are you surprised this is happening here?
It's pretty surprising, yeah. Very surprising, yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't go to the mall, so if I were going there and parking expensive cars, I'd probably be thinking twice.
Last month, robbers went on after a couple from New Zealand, a husband and wife, waiting outside Fashion Island for a ride. The woman was dragged into the street and run over by the suspect's car. She was killed. The three suspects were caught and are now in jail facing murder charges.
Shooting last night in North Hollywood, Arts District there, about 8 o'clock, in front of the Fat Dog restaurant at Magnolia. Police say two guys opened fire, maybe from inside a white BMW, hit a woman in the leg, said she was conscious and breathing when the officers requested an ambulance. Area got closed off. Some of the businesses just closed up early.
Cops have been going after these people, stealing copper wire and metal plaques and things like that. Big news conference set for later today. Here's Bob Brill.
A number of arrests are expected to be announced, as well as a recovery of hundreds of pounds of stolen copper wire and other precious metals. The city recently added more money to the program after other successes in rounding up the thieves. Council President Paul Krikorian, who represents North Hollywood, will discuss the efforts by law enforcement over the past 2 months to crack down on the crimes. Copper wire has been stolen from city street lamps, Caltrans, SoCal Edison, and even metal monuments were stolen from cemeteries. Part of the crackdown is on those recycling centers which buy the items. I'm Bob Brill, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Jury deliberations are going to resume this morning in the criminal trial of Tom Girardi, former high-powered attorney accused of running a massive decades-long Ponzi scheme, stealing at least $15 million in settlement money from his clients. Defense is arguing he should be acquitted because it was the former accountant. That's the one who did this. He's facing a separate trial. Girardi suffers from dementia but was found competent to stand trial earlier this year. 85 years old, estranged husband of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane.
Santa Monica could move ahead this evening with tougher measures to get the homeless off the streets.
For the person who says, I'm on the beach now, leave me alone, I want to stay on the beach. I don't want to get housing. I don't want help. I just want to be here. We have to have something that prods them to leave the beach, get in the services, not die in Santa Monica.
So that's the mayor of Santa Monica, Phil Brock. City Council is going to consider banning the use of sleeping bags, blankets, pillows, other bedding in public spaces. Santa Monica Lookout says it's one of three options being talked about following the recent Supreme Court ruling on the homeless. The other two options are these: continuing to monitor what neighboring cities are doing and doing nothing at all.
The SpaceX crew, the private citizen crew, going to have to wait at least another day before going up into space. Launch of the Polaris capsule delayed early this morning. There was a helium leak. As we hear from CBS space consultant Bill Harwood, mission is going to include the first spacewalk by a civilian crew.
They're not going to float outside and detach themselves from the Crew Dragon like you might think watching a space station spacewalk. They're really going to climb out the hatch and be poised right there, but they're never going to lose contact with the spacecraft. They really want to test the suit.
Yeah, they're going to be on a tether. Two of them can kind of get out there, and then the other two are going to be in there. But it's going to be all depressured. Space is going to be inside. The team has had more than 2 years of training and preparation for the mission. Hundreds of hours on the simulators and skydiving and centrifuge training, scuba diving, and even climbing a volcano in Ecuador.
The Israeli military says it has rescued a hostage who was taken by Hamas. 52-year-old found in a tunnel. Alone.
We've seen images of a helicopter landing in a hospital in Beersheba, which is in the south and has a large Bedouin community not far from where al-Qadi lives. And we've also seen an image of him in a hospital bed looking healthy as he receives treatment.
The hostage who was rescued was taken while at work as a guard at a packing factory in one of several farming communities that came under attack. Not immediately known if the rescue was made under fire or if anyone was killed or wounded during the operation.
Let's talk about the election. Kamala Harris is going to Georgia this week. Second trip to Savannah on the bus tour because it's a swing state. It's a crucial one. Democrats now suing the Georgia State Election Board over these new rules they claim could cause chaos in November.
We talked about it this morning with Atlanta Journal-Constitution Georgia elections and government reporter Mark Nisi about this lawsuit and rule changes.
Nobody better to explain this than you, and it gets complicated. So let me try and summarize some of it just for the sake of time, and then we'll take it from there. There is this regulatory board, something most people don't pay a lot of attention to. Their job is to write some rules that ensure elections run smoothly. But there have recently been some obviously pro-Trump people that made it onto the board. They took control of it earlier this year, and they wrote a rule that has led to this big controversy. What does that rule say?
So there are a couple of rules. The one you're talking about is calls for a reasonable inquiry, but it doesn't say what a reasonable inquiry is before election results are certified, before results are finalized 1 week after election day by each of Georgia's counties. So this rule was written and passed and approved by the state election board, the worry from Democrats and especially the Kamala Harris campaign is that this could be used as cover, as justification for election board members to vote against certifying the election if it is close. And certification is needed to finalize results, to say that these are the results, this is who won.
And this is what this kind of a board usually does, right? I mean, the election happens and their job is to say, yep, okay, now we'll pass it on and y'all can count your votes and everything's good. But the worry, to your point, is if it's a close race, and we expect it to be a close race in these swing states, maybe just thousands of votes, it's only going to take one person to sort of raise their hand and say, I've got an issue. And then what happens? I mean, delays? Does it go to the courts?
That's mostly right. Now, these boards have five members, so the majority wins, right? And if you're in a Democratic county, it's usually a Democrat-controlled election board and vice versa. In a Republican county, usually Republicans control the election board. So the majority usually votes to certify their election results. There have been a handful of people who have voted against it, but they are almost never in the majority. But if you did get a majority of an election board not to certify, it would go to the courts most likely. State law requires election boards to certify elections by that date, 1 week after election day. If that didn't happen, ultimately the courts probably would order them to certify because that's what the law said. But the worry here is that that process could cause delay, could cause distrust, could undermine confidence in the outcome of the elections. And who knows what would happen if it went up through the court system, right? It starts with a superior court judge, but then could go up through the appellate courts. And we all remember what has happened in past disputed elections where it has reached the Supreme Court of the United States.
When people say, you know, the three that have taken over this one are Trump aligned, we saw him like name checking them at a rally, right? And then people start asking questions. Why does he, the presidential candidate, know these names even of these like lower local officials?
That's right. It was an Atlanta rally just a few weeks ago where he called them out by name. He called them, quote, pit bulls fighting for honesty, transparency, and victory. These three Republican election board members. Now, they are all Republicans. They are all appointed Republicans appointed by other Republicans to this state election board. But calling them out by name at a Trump rally takes the politicization of the board a little step further.
Again, that is Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter Mark Nisi. Coming up, we'll tell you which used cars seem to be most reliable. And a teen here in Los Angeles credited with creating a life-changing device. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, presented by theloanexchange.com for all your home loan needs. Special counsel Jack Smith appealing a federal appeals court decision to throw out the classified documents case against former President Trump. First formal filing since the Trump-appointed judge dismissed it last month. CBS's Rob Legarry.
Trump was charged with dozens of counts of illegally retaining classified documents after he left office, and his aides, Walt Nauta and Carlos de Oliveira, were also charged in an alleged scheme to obstruct the investigation. All of those charges were dismissed after Cannon ruled the prosecutor was illegally appointed by the attorney general. In his filing on Monday, Smith defended his appointment and said legal and historical precedent backed up his appointment by Attorney General Merrick Garland and said Cannon's decision was contrary to precedent.
The way they have this filing written, it appears to indicate they're already looking toward a possible round of defending the Trump case and their office before the Supreme Court someday.
A federal judge in Texas has temporarily blocked the Biden administration's immigration plan that would give undocumented immigrants married to U.S. citizens a path to citizenship.
Federal Judge J. Campbell Barker temporarily blocking President Biden's Keeping Families Together plan. It allows spouses without legal status permission to stay in the U.S. to create a path to citizenship. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, representing a coalition of 16 Republican states, argued it rewards illegal immigration. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones.
The Biden administration's approach effectively provides a blanket parole in place for between a half million if you believe the Biden administration and 1.3 million if you believe Paxton.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Latinas contributed $1.3 trillion to America's GDP in 2021, more than double what it was in 2010. Finding of a new report from Bank of America and professors at Cal Lutheran and UCLA, compiled using econ and demographic data from different agencies, shows the economic power grew at a rate of nearly triple that of non-Latinos during the same period. One of the authors says the Latinas are the drivers of economic vitality in the U.S.
If you're looking to buy a reliable used car, you'll want to check out the new edition of Consumer Reports. For the first time ever, they're expanding their online ratings and recommendations to include used sedans, trucks, SUVs. Consumer Reports says these are the most reliable brands.
Top three are Lexus, Toyota, and Mazda.
Alex Nizak says the research was extensive.
In the case of these 5 to 10-year-old models that we're talking about, we have data points on over 150,000 different cars.
Consumer Reports' top used car picks include the 2018 Toyota RAV4 Hybrid, 2021 Toyota Corolla Hybrid, and the 2015 Toyota Tacoma.
About 100,000 people die from drug overdoses every year in the U.S. Here's Emily Valdez.
This is Drug Overdose Awareness Week. Clayton Cranford with CyberCop.com says ODs are at epidemic proportions, thanks to social media and fentanyl.
Creates the opportunity for somebody who, in some cases, not a regular drug user, but to experiment. And what social media has done, it's Uberized drug dealing.
And counterfeit pills are the norm.
I've investigated situations where the drug dealer literally drives to the student's home and has him the drugs, you know, through his front door. So it just made everything very easy and convenient. But now we live in a world where almost all drugs that you can purchase on the street have a lot high likelihood of containing fentanyl.
He urges parents to put parental controls on their kids' phones and, of course, talk to them about fake pills and fentanyl.
A local teen's unique invention has earned him a $25,000 scholarship. Here's Chris Seaton.
The invention is called Talk to the Hand.
It's an AI-powered glove for people with hearing disabilities that provides real-time translation of sign language into text on the user's smartphone. The team behind it is 18-year-old Julian Oshwang of L.A.
Typically, a deaf individual or a sign language-reliant individual is capable of understanding context through reading lips, body language. However, the general public can't understand their signed responses, and that's where the real problem lies. So a deaf user being able to translate their natural form of communication, which is sign language, into the recipient's natural form of communication, which is text, makes the entire process very streamlined and efficient.
Julian is an incoming first-year student at Carnegie Mellon University. He says he's currently working to get an international patent for his invention, then hopes to start mass production of it. I'm Chris Seidens, KNX News 97.1 FM.
20 minutes of nonstop news. A cyber attack up in Seattle had Alaska Airlines pleading with people, please don't check your bag. Please get here like 3 hours early. We're doing all this on paper. We don't have computers. Also, are we getting a little bit better behaved when we're stuck in the air up in these planes? We are live now with our KNX travel editor, Peter Greenberg.
Hi, Peter.
Good morning, everybody.
There's a report this morning in the Washington Post that says Chinese hackers have penetrated deep into ISPs in the U.S. to spy on users. And they say that some have tried to get access to equipment at Pacific ports. So no word on whether this is in any way connected to the hack up in Washington that impacted SeaTac. But as Mike mentioned, some kind of cyber hack, which makes me wonder again, how prepared are our airports and surrounding infrastructure for this kind of thing, these cyber attacks?
But we've seen this time and time again over the last 4 years. The bottom line is not the system itself. It's the backup. Do we have sufficient backup capability so we don't have a problem like we just saw in Seattle, or we had with the Microsoft meltdown a couple of weeks ago? And right now the answer is no. And we've had a number of wake-up calls that should have, you know, put people into action to fix the backup system. Because when the primary system doesn't work and there is no backup, we all saw what happened.
Was this also an interesting one because the planes were okay, you know, airside, the desks were down, you couldn't get through. I saw somebody reporting, you know, there weren't that many delays because the planes just went anyway. They were like, sorry, you couldn't get to the door. I'm out of here. I'm keeping my schedule.
Yeah, because they operate on separate systems, which is a good idea, by the way, because if they're operating on the same system, we saw what happened a couple of weeks ago.
So what about passengers being better behaved?
Well, strange report. The FAA just reported only 43 incidents of downright unruly and violent passengers to the FBI. That's significantly down. That's 80% down from what we would have seen 2 years ago. And there are a couple of reasons for that. One is if you go back to the pandemic, a lot of the people who were flying because the fares were so cheap were first-time flyers and the behavior was terrible. Second issue, of course, was refusal to wear masks. Remember those days? And we had a situation where people were just acting out, refusing to wear masks. The mask mandates are no longer in effect. Therefore, there's no reason to act out. And then the third one, which is totally counterintuitive, is airlines are now selling alcohol back on the airplanes. Now, think about this. It would stand to reason that if they're selling alcohol, the behavior would be worse. Exactly the opposite has happened because people are no longer getting drunk at the airport, realizing that there's no alcohol being sold on the planes.
So they only got an hour to drink on the Southwest, not 2 hours in the terminal, right?
Exactly.
Real quick, you're on the Galapagos Islands. Is it getting easier to get there? I mean, because that's always been on like my bucket list.
Well, the good news is in a world that's being increasingly challenged by overtourism, the national parks here have been protecting this region since 1959. They severely limit the number of people who can come, the number of cruise ships that can come, the number of passengers on cruise ships, and they've done a good job doing that. So if you can get here, you're going to see a preserved environment going back to the days of Darwin. It's that good.
One of the last untouched places. I want to see the birds with the blue feet.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.